Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
What's up? What's up?
I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm DD.
This is episode 215 of the Oprah Rose Show. We're back, guys. We're sorry. We are back. Shout out to Creations on the Go for also holding the girls accountable. I think that was it. You know, I probably messed it up.
No, that's, I think that's her name. Yeah.
Okay. You know, I was like, I think that was it. You know, the girls have been living, holidaying.
Yes.
Celebrating birthdays.
Celebrating birthdays. So, you know, we had to take a little.
Life be lifing.
Life be lifing.
In good and bad ways. But,
because it wouldn't be life without both.
It would not be like when I'm on. So the girls have been lifing. We're back. Y'all already know, like, subscribe, tell a friend, and make sure you're definitely writing in, since now, you know, we will be back. Like I said, I mean, we might miss around Christmas. So I ain't going to make no promises we can't keep, because, you know, at the end of the year, everybody was just so checked out. And I feel like specifically this year, everybody's so tired. Like,
yeah.
Everybody, I don't care where you live, what you do. Everybody is just like checked out and tired. So
that's all people have been saying. Like, if you ask someone right now, like, oh, how you been? Child, I'm so tired.
Everybody.
That's literally what everyone says. I'm so tired.
Like, I saw a meme that was like, I'm here. And I was like, oh my God, that is me. Like, I literally respond. I'm like, I'm here. I'm here. I just am like.
You know, that's been your response for like the last 8 months. Everything.
I was like, I've also been saying that for probably the whole year, but like,
yeah,
we're all just like crawling to the finish line.
But what is the finish line?
Right, because it's just all gonna start the fuck again.
That's like,
high capitalism.
Right.
High capitalism. And I was thinking that too, right? I'm like, all right, and I've actually really set up, excuse me, my schedule that I low-key have like 3 weeks off. Give or take, you know, like a little bit of work, but it's basically 3 weeks off.
Same sis.
Yeah, I'd like purposely, and it's like everybody trying to, I'm trying to hold on to this.
Hold on.
And I'm like, okay, this is great. And then January 3 or 1 or whatever it is, and then we're right back to the same thing. Like
same bullshit.
Right back on the hamster wheel.
Right back. Yeah. Right
with Omicron or Omicron. What's the new variant called?
Omicron.
Omarion.
Omarion. The Omarion variant.
Omarion.
It's like, you know, it's like this cycle is never ending. We'll get to that a little later. While it's really ending, but
when
like
we get to the Omega variant, does that mean everybody dead?
Oh no,
because it's giving the end.
Oh, not revelations. Oh no,
I don't know what anything is giving. I mean, I don't know. And then we've just had so many, I mean, like death obviously is a very normal thing, but I think when we've seen so many, like, you know, the recent passing of Virgil and like all these people that we've also, I'm not saying we grew up with them, but you know, that like Virgil's 41. That's
right. He's young. Like, he's in our age group. Like,
yes, literally. Our
that's
age
losing
group.
A friend.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like, it's just like so crazy. And, you know, you see all these tweets of people being like, you know, you never know what somebody's going through, and be nice
that's
to
true.
People. It's also like, I get that, but I sometimes, you know, I wish we didn't need those like literally reminders.
Right.
To just be nice to people.
To just be nice.
Yeah, we shouldn't need like such drastic measures. And look, and sometimes a lot of times it does that. And it makes you like take a step back and you're like, let me be grateful, because it can be a whole hell of a lot worse.
It like, could yeah. be. And you just got to celebrate the small wins. Like, I think now more than ever, I just pay attention to like the little things. Like if something's going right, I'm like, woo, we got a little something going on today. Cause yeah, literally yeah. life be life. And like, I just feel like over the last couple of weeks, like I'll have really bad news one day. And then the next day is like really good news. So it's like, you don't even know what to kind of feel. It's like, am I supposed to be happy right now? Because right. also got to deal with the bullshit from the day before, yeah, but I guess yeah. this is like a little token of happiness. So yeah. you just got to take it all in stride and just be thankful to live out your dreams another day, child.
It is. And I yes. think the like, I remember I had this notebook that my grandmother gave me. You know, I'm like little notebooks you get when you're like 13 or whatever. And they just like say little inspirational quotes. Yeah. And it was, you know, it was like, you know, and everybody
chicken noodle soup. Before,
like, no, it wasn't that one, but it was just like, because it was like a more like a journal, but it's like, uh-huh. you know, life is, what is it? What now I'm about to mess it up. It's like life is, life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how you respond.
How you react. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And respond.
Like, you know, that I think, for me this year especially is like so crucial. Like you can either respond and be like, you know, I have a friend that just, I don't care what happens and like everything, it's like the end of the world. It's so nuclear. And sometimes I'm like, it's not even that, it's bad, but it ain't that bad. Like it could yeah. be worse. So, yeah. you know, and I think when you have that outlook, like the negative just keeps on happening and then you harp on it and then you fester it and like, it becomes a part of you. So yeah. I'm always like, all right, this happened. Like you said, you had the highs and the lows. And right. then look, and they said the weapons, they did not say that the weapons wouldn't prosper. No, I'm sorry, they didn't say they wouldn't
form. Yeah.
Right. They didn't say they wouldn't form. Nobody's
church queen. Okay, you know,
that's all right, baby. It's
okay, we
that's
feel you.
Right. We here. We getting it.
But like, I think that for me, like I said, it's like, that's when you have to take stock of like your own shit and be like, all right, no, I really do have to, that ain't working for me. All right, it's time that we got to ixnay that out of my life. Or yeah. like I said, yeah. just literally like the reaction of how you perceive things.
Yeah.
That's my little takeaway, child.
That's real. I love it. I love it. And I used to be somebody who, well, not used to be, but I have to remind myself to think more positively about things, because I'm one of those people who will sometimes go and be like worrying about the snowball effect of negative things, or even like if things are going well for too long or just going well, period. It's like, oh, well, this isn't always going to be the case. And then I almost start prepping for something bad, like mentally.
Yeah.
And it's like, why are you even going there? You know, now you're just creating just a problem that doesn't even exist.
You're making yourself you know? Anxious for something that
for no reason.
You don't even know right. what it yeah. is or when it will happen. Mm-hmm. Obviously, right. I think in life there are ups and downs, and there's no way to prepare for either of those things.
But you know what I blame for that? I blame my rigorous church upbringing, because they promote this whole like, well, not promote, or yeah, promote. Promote. Like this whole concept of like, you know, long suffering, like, you know, that people who love God or Jesus or whatever, like, you know, you don't live this grandiose lifestyle of like prosperity, but it's like just you suffer and because God or Jesus suffered and all of this other. So when that gets like, you know, repeated and essentially instilled in you,
now what a lot sorry of for the money. People that are listening, what denomination of church is teaching that?
It was Pentecostal. So you know, you have Christianity and then you mm-hmm. have all of these other multiple subsidiaries under the right, Christianity right. faith. So I grew up Pentecostal, but then underneath that Pentecostal umbrella is like a very strict church called the Church of God in Christ, aka mm. Kojic. Right. So yeah, their beliefs is like very extreme, very strict, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of misogyny and, you know, homophobia and all that other shit. All that trauma is in that.
Got it. So that's yeah. where that stems from. We're kind of thinking of how to prepare for the negative, because you don't want to sit in the negative according to right. the gospel.
Right.
Or the positive too. Sounds
shit.
Like,
right? Yeah.
It's like nothing.
Like your reward will not happen on earth. Your reward is in the next life.
Wow.
And that just sounds very slavery to
me. You can't think. You know? I don't know. I don't think like
but
that.
But life is supposed to be a gift. Like, you know.
I can't enjoy what's happening right now.
And
that's
that's
why I had to get rid of that.
And like you said, and I love that you actually brought that up. It's like how we respond to things also has so much to do with our upbringing and like how we were taught and like how you bounce back from situations. How did you see the people in your life bounce back from situations? Mm-hmm. So it's so easy to be like, yeah, girl, let that go. When it's like, that's been ingrained like your whole life. And then you're like, well, wait a minute. No. Then you got to challenge what you've already thought for so long. And it's like, that does not work for me. I do subscribe. I'm unsubscribed. Yeah. You have to
Do so much unlearning.
Yeah. And that's not overnight. Unlearning is not going to therapy three times and being like, I'm changed, y'all.
No, not
at all. I'm done. It's like you got to constantly do that, because even when you think you're on this better path and you're, you know, a better person in regards to what you need help with, that old person still is there. It's like the little devil on the shoulder sometimes. But you got to remember the work you went through to get past that. And then you start looking past it. But it don't just go away.
Wherever you go, you are. You know, I got the Sams today, bitch.
She got all the idioms for you.
Listen, this is my first time talking to this many people in fucking 11 days, bitch.
Do you want to talk about what has been transpiring in your life?
Well, first I want to say, like, as we are talking about,
because you got a lot to say.
I always got a lot to say, so I really got a lot to say.
This is very true.
But I do want to say that I think it is really important. Like, you have to take time for yourself, because all this shit, like, ain't nobody going to give you no fucking joy also. Like, G's birthday was early November, early middle November. And we went to Napa, and it was the most fucking fun I have had. It was, y'all, like, who knew Napa was so fucking lit?
Who knew? Who knew the black aunties would go off like that in Napa?
The girls went off. The girls were giving fashion looks.
Did y'all coordinate your fashion? I meant to ask this.
And it's funny because shout out to Maine, because she called me and was asking me about, like, you know, a look guideline. Like, you know, is there a theme? Our good sis loves a theme. And yeah, I was like, no, I didn't want to be like, I was like, I'm just happy y'all are coming. Like, it's to me, it wasn't that deep. And she was like, well, no, we got to coordinate some kind of way. And I was like, well, you know, bring both. We're going to be out. And I was like, but look cute, because we're going to have a photographer. So, you know.
It was so much fun. I don't even think I learned that much about wine, to be honest. But like, it was.
It wasn't shit educational.
It wasn't. I still don't know shit about. I thought I was gonna come back motherfucking sommelier. Okay. I don't know shit about red, white. I did learn a little bit about rosé, actually. I remember that one place. But like, shout out to Napa. She owes us.
Shout out to Napa.
Yeah, y'all look like y'all had an amazing time. I was super jealous. I couldn't attend. I was somewhere. I was at the CMAs, actually.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yes, yeah, yes, I was at the CMAs. You were with some wands on.
With some on the red
icon
on the red carpet at the Country Music Awards, wearing some Air Force Ones.
An icon.
I love that.
This episode of the Oprah Rose Show is brought to you by AHA Sparkling Water. Now, you know the girls love and need a little razzle dazzle in our lives to match our natural crazy. So we really, really love this new bold taste of sparkling water. I know we can all agree how sometimes you'll get a sparkling water and it's a little bland, so you have to go cut up a piece of lime to give it some flavor. The great thing about AHA is its incredible flavor combinations. They have blueberry and pomegranate, as well as lime and watermelon. I mean, sometimes I even have to go for the mango and black tea combination to mix with my tequila, because it has a little caffeine in it to give me that extra boost for my second win. I know I'm talking to the over 30 crowd here. Anywho, I suggest the next time you're picking up sparkling water from the grocery store that you tap into AHA sparkling water. Now, can I get an AHA?
I love what you said about creating joy, T, because, you know, I don't think that I actually like planned or like to do like a major birthday like thing for a few years. I think maybe my 32nd birthday at James's Bar was probably the last time. And that was kind of like halfway.
Yeah.
But I said, like, you know, I'm not going to not put effort into my birth. Well, really, I said, I'm not going to not put effort into anything. This, like, this next year, one of my own personal goals is to really give everything that I'm committed to 100%. Mm-hmm. And if I'm being honest with myself, I just haven't done that. Not that I don't give effort, but, like, you know, sometimes I'll be like touch and go with shit. And it's like, you know what? No, if I really just zero in and like choose to really give my all to something, like, let me do that. And then it was like, this is one way I can start, like, really celebrate my birthday, go somewhere I really want to go. And, like, you know, friends want to come. Great. Friends ended up coming, which made it perfect. But yeah, I really just wanted to, like, set it off and start to create that joy for myself. So I'm glad that you mentioned that, because that was what I was trying to do for me.
You have to.
It's almost like we're taught that it's just gonna, I was actually literally having this conversation yesterday. It's like you're taught that it's just gonna happen, and that's so not the case. Like, ain't nobody ever gonna give you shit in this life, like joy and peace included, sold separately. So like, you really have to like foster and create that. And that's why I said, you can just like retrain your mind on certain things of like you said, to take the time out. Because I was kind of that person that was like, oh, I'm only doing milestone birthdays. Like, you know, I'm not going to do something every year. And then I was like, no, like, we don't know that we're going to make it. Like,
yeah, we don't know. We don't know.
We don't.
And it's like, and I'm always that person that was kind of like I said, I'm going to wait for a milestone birthday, like wait to wear this outfit for like the perfect night. And I got some pants in there that I ain't never worn them damn pants. And I was like,
are they the red pants?
I probably have some red pants. I probably have a few pairs. But it was like, okay, let's like wear the fits and live the life.
Because it's like, what are you waiting for? Like, what is this moment to wear these specific clothes? I too struggle with that. Like, yesterday I was going to wear a jacket, and I was like, no, I don't want to wear it today. I'm like, now I'm like thinking about like, why didn't I just wear it yesterday? Who the fuck cares?
Or like the experiences, like, I was like, you and 66 Poppy were on a 24-hour date last night.
Yes.
So cute. Like,
make sure y'all check out the vlog. It's out today.
Oh, it's out? Okay, yes.
It was given Chicago-style date.
They was out on a 24-hour date where I, again.
24 hours.
If y'all didn't live together, somebody have to go get some clothes. Somebody
yeah, like, it's definitely, by the end of that evening, you are staying the night.
That, I mean.
You would be so fucking tired.
In the next day, on the damn date. That's how long it was. Oh. But to that point, it's like, I was looking at that and I was like, dang, I wanted to go to that one place and that one. And I was like.
Not in that one. It's funny too, because remember I had hit you about the last place we went to, which was the weed dinner. And I think you were supposed to be out of town.
Oh, yeah. So like, it was a bunch of things that I was like, I'm going there by myself. Like, I wanted to see the Gucci movie. I was like, I'm gonna take my damn self to go see this Gucci
House
movie.
The Gucci.
How was that?
Yeah. Long.
That's what everybody said, but was it worth it?
I enjoyed it. I think the full cast ensemble of the whole cast, like, did a really good job. Like, Jared Leto, if he doesn't get supporting actor in the award season, because I think he was like such a good comic relief. I think a lot of the scenes were a little bit too long, and it was more probably the show, Lady Gaga's character, and I'm sorry, Stephanie Germata doing, you know, her thing, right? Because I'm sure once she's nominated, they're not gonna say and the Lady award Gaga. Goes to Lady Gaga, right? And so it wasn't worth it because the movie was so long that we missed our dinner reservation on Thanksgiving and I did not eat.
Oh, and that's why you ain't get to eat.
Oh, that's why you didn't get to eat. Okay, wow. Damn. Wait, so how? Oh, bitch.
It was over. It was like 3 hours.
Damn.
That shit was probably like two hours and 40 minutes.
Sound like y'all should have went to Alamo Draft House. Honey.
So we went to Alamo, but I didn't realize that the movie was going to be so long. So I didn't order like, you know, food. And so once the movie was over,
never be 3 hours long.
Unless, girl, I had to go get a fucking chopped cheese from the bodega on Thanksgiving.
Oh my God.
Do you know how pissed I was?
These are some very untraditional Thanksgivings that we girls have had.
You know how pissed?
When I saw that, I was like, why? I didn't even bother. I was
like, I didn't even bother.
I didn't bother either.
No one bothered. Everyone was liking it or retweeting it and thinking probably that I was joking.
I thought you were just hungry. I don't know.
No. And there I was, putting on my jewelry just to go to the bodega.
Oh my God, the narrator. Oh my God. I'm gonna go home.
The love life narration.
Yeah, exactly.
Hilarious. Wow.
G, how was home?
Home was good. I didn't cook shit. I rolled up literally at 4 o'clock.
On Thanksgiving.
Well, because we stopped in Milwaukee so that, you know, we could see
so y'all can go to a Bucks game.
Y'all
was living y'all best Midwest life.
The Midwest is awesome.
Yeah,
but the funny thing is that, like, I guess now my three major cities is Chicago, Milwaukee, and Elkhart for the Midwest. But the thing is that they're so close, you know, to each other. We hit Milwaukee to see, you know, his family. Mm-hmm. And then there just so happened to be a Bucks game, and it wasn't like Detroit. They are like last seed or whatever. So it wasn't nothing to rave home about, but it was like, we wasn't doing shit. So it made sense. But then we fly into Chicago, we fly in and out of Chicago so that we see Chicago and we'll like spend a day there or whatever, or just hang out there so that we don't miss our flight, but we still end up missing our flights. And then obviously Elkhart, but like Milwaukee is 3 hours from Elkhart. So it's literally in Chicago.
That's what I was like,
almost 2 hours. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not.
It's like a cute little trip to see everybody all at once and get a little fun in Chicago.
Yeah.
I love Chicago. I haven't been in so long.
I've never been, funny enough.
I was going to go for my birthday 1 year by myself, and I just never went. I love it.
It's an interesting city.
I do want to go one of these days. Not when it's cold, because they are right on the water. So I'm good on that.
Yeah, I've only been once, and it was the summer. So,
Oh yes, summertime shy is cute.
See, so how was your Thanksgiving?
Yes, TT.
You know, the little vid tried to take a bad bitch out. That motherfucking, that demon disease, COVID, I've literally been calling it the demon disease.
I mean, it is, when you think about the symptoms, it is
the pets
demon.
Are pale.
When you think about the symptoms, this ain't no normal shit now.
I don't know what the government did. And I'm way too dramatic to get COVID. And I was that person that was like, you know, oh my God, everybody's going to get it. You know, it's not going to be that bad. I was just like, everybody's going to get it at some point in time. Bitch, when I fucking got it, I was dying. I'm ready to be Kim Kardashian. I'm ready to abolish solitary confinement, because if I was going crazy, I have every luxury at my fingertips, I know that, like, ain't no way in the world. That's why I said I'm so excited to talk to you, because I talk.
And you a social butterfly. I know that had to hurt.
It's weird. Like, the first 3 days were the roughest, and then you just get used to it, you know? My dumb ass, I'm gonna fuck around and be like, oh, I missed when I was in COVID. I know me. I'm gonna be like,
you really are.
You probably will. Yeah. Cause it's like that silence that you'll never get back as well.
Like, when they call you and they ask, like, NYC does a horrible job at tracing, let me tell you. But, you know, when they call you and ask you their 30,000 questions. And they actually provide free hotels. And so they were like, do you want to go to a hotel? So while my dumbass was like, well, what are the hotels on the list?
I was just about to say, well, what's the hotels?
She was like, ma'am, you have to call. And I was like, oh, okay, stank. All right. And then, like, all the questions.
What are the hotels?
I never called. You have to call.
Look, we all are.
Because I was like, if it was like
I'm sure it ain't the Waldorf.
Exactly. I was like, if it was the one bitch, I would have been like,
girl, meet me at the London. Hey. The one in Midtown. Yeah, that one. Yeah, right.
They would have hit me with like the Ramada Inn in Queens. I'm like, oh my God.
Do they have free HBO?
Yeah, and you know they don't. Be like, does it have a bathtub so I can take a bath? Like,
right, literally.
Yeah, but I mean, I did. I had all the symptoms. I still can't taste, still can't smell.
Damn.
That's
like,
hard.
And mine came like people typically know, you know, like their symptoms leading up and they're like, oh, I don't feel well. And then they get tested. Like my shit, I got tested Friday night, had a negative test. Saturday morning, I thought it was the worst hangover I've ever had in my life. And I felt like I've been hit by a truck. And then by Sunday, I was like, something not right. And that's when I got tested. And I was positive. So, you know, you're just, you're tired. Like the, that's why I said the first 3 days were rough. Like yeah. I couldn't, that's why when you said that House of Gucci, I'm like, I didn't watch anything that was over an hour because I was sleeping. Like you
I'm could, sure. Wow.
Then I would try to make myself stay up because you're up at 7. So you're like,
wait, was it good sleep?
No, and it's not. It's just the sleep is horrible. And that's the thing. And you wake up and you're so tired. So it's like, I would try to, like last night was actually the latest. I went to bed at around 12:30. That was the latest I've stayed up in 10 days. Like,
wow.
You're so tired. And you, like I said, I'm up at 7. And then I would like go back down. And then some days I would have a headache. My temperature would just like, I broke my thermometer. It slipped out of my mouth. And then there's like soot in a glass thermometer and the soot was all over my entire house. I was going through a challenge.
Oh no.
Not the old school glass thermometer.
Wait, I'm like,
who has a glass thermometer?
I got it from my mother.
In your defense, you won't got no baby. So yeah. I'm like, the only reason why I have a thermometer in my house, period, is because I have a kid.
And I've had that thermometer since 1985, if I'm being honest. Oh, so wow. Yeah, you can't even like, you gotta be like holding it up like that.
Right. You gotta look at it while you doing it.
Like my body was on fire, it was sore. And then yesterday my temperature was dropping. I don't know what that's about, but to like my temperature was like at a 94. And I was like, Am I dying? Oh my God. And then today, yeah, needless to say, so I was still very grateful on Thanksgiving that like, you know, I wasn't sick because we've lost so many people, you know.
You still eating on Baccarat glasses, right?
Yeah, my friend had it. And so we celebrated.
Yes.
We had Cove Giving. We ate on like Oscar de la Renta plates and Baccarat glassware.
I was yes.
Like, mind you, I told her that shit was like an SNL skit. She can't smell and I can't taste or smell. So I was like, bitch, look, I didn't overseason the food because I can't taste. So I don't know, you know, I don't know what anything tastes like.
Yeah.
She like, we cut into the rolls and she's like, oh my God. She's like, they're burned. But she's like, I can't smell. And then she had like burned the pecans on the top of the thing because she couldn't smell it. So I was like, bitch, this is like the blind leading the blind. Like, we are
wow.
Struggling. Like, oh, struggling.
Wow.
So
and you don't really think about it when you're cooking, that smell is such a big part of cooking.
It
like
is.
You just so think determined. Like, you know, you're just doing your thing, but you're really actually smelling as part of tasting.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, and then it's weird, like your muscle memory kicks in. So you kind of just like I eat oatmeal every morning. I'll never, after this, I don't think I'll ever fucking touch a bowl of oatmeal. So every morning I'm eating my oatmeal like Groundhog's Day. And you just kind of, you know, you just remember, your like muscle memory kicks in. It's weird. The brain is a very, you know, crazy thing. I will say
interesting
that.
Oh, yeah. Oregon. Yeah.
It is.
But I'm out. I'm free. By the time this episode comes out, I will be out of lockdown.
By one day.
I'm still in it while we record.
Right. Like, let's give it one day.
One day out.
I keep saying my first day. Bitch, it's going
first day out.
Day out rap. Like, it's giving. And the only thing
first
I'm
day out freestyle.
I was going to take myself to dinner. And then I was like, bitch, chill out and go. I have to go to the post office. That's it.
You should treat yourself to dinner.
I was thinking that. And I was like, damn, I have
especially if your taste buds back.
I hope. And that was the other part. It's like, do you know the first thing I'm really getting? I want a lavender oat latte so bad.
It's so funny. It was when I was in Brooklyn on Saturday. We had no time because we were on a 24-hour date. But part of me wanted to like go get one for you and just drop it off. But I was like, I don't think she's going to be able to taste it. So let me not even put that into my timeline of the day.
this is the longest I've ever gone without alcohol or coffee. Coffee is absolutely disgusting. I think because it's so bitter. That's nasty. Like, I just been drinking tea. Also, because I've been sick. So I just
drink tea. Right. Yeah, the thought came over me and I was like, yeah, actually not a good idea. Let me just keep it moving to where I'm supposed to be going.
Child, listen, any little bit. And that I was like, I was just so appreciative, like everybody who called and checked in on me, and like G sent the Will Smith book. Aww. Like they came, the people, like Amazon dropped it off at like 9 o'clock at night. And I was like, who is that at my door? Like
9 p.m.
I was like, who the hell? And then he like dropped it. He damn near like flung it and ran. So I was like, oh my God, oh my God. And I'm just stuck in here. I can't even go outside if I want to. All the things, somebody's fire alarm was going off in my building yesterday. And I was like, oh fuck. And I was like, I got the fucking double mask. It's the first time I've ever heard a fire alarm go off in here. And I was like, wow. Oh God, now I'm going to be outside and giving COVID to everyone. It's just,
it's good, but she got standing across the street, y'all.
Oh, it has been, I'm telling That's you, so, like, funny. So many things you just take for granted. Like I had to go move my car and I've been wearing like, I look like a crazy lady in my car. I had like gloves on and the full mask.
That's so sweet that you're so considerate to other people around you.
Yeah, no, I spray. I've only gone out to like, you know, take out the trash and shit. So like I wear gloves and then I spray. I keep a like wipe in my pocket, so then I just wipe down the doors.
That's like, so nice.
Only you can stop the spread of COVID-19, but it's giving forest fires. Okay,
because we got to keep the Omarion under control. Okay, the
Omarion child.
That is so sweet.
She's been
you better be a noble citizen.
I'm trying, child.
In the midst of it all.
But yeah, I don't know. The world is like ending anyway. Like,
yeah, so we should just really be like Sweetie and date Lil Baby.
I wish, bitch.
Right. I wish too, bitch. The
world just started for me.
Literally. Be like, I can't die now, Lord. Lord, don't.
Don't take me now.
Don't take me now. Not when I got this come up.
Okay.
Listen, not if I'm in Chanel with Lil Baby and he dropping 100K, I need to live till I'm 100. Okay, I'm giving them Chanel bags to my grandkids.
I mean,
sons, whomever.
What store?
Alicia's impact. Let me just say that.
Okay, because now it's nothing less.
Now it's nothing less. But Saweetie, it started with that Risha.
Saweetie is playing the most insane game of the Lori Dashian game. Of like, obviously, you know, started off with, because we don't know anybody she dated before Quavo. And then she was just playing the piano for Damson Idris like 3 weeks ago. So I guess that's, maybe they're just friends or whatever.
Yeah, but it seemed very intimate.
It did.
Or and maybe she fucking with both of them niggas, because Damson probably ain't got it. Well, I'm sure he doesn't have as much money as Lil Baby. So that's like, she might like him.
Cause she, I don't, I
but
never.
But Jason ain't taking her on no $100,000 shopping spree. I also don't know this man's money, but you know.
Well, baby, he's not.
He's not.
I don't know his coin either, and we love him. Lord knows,
bruv,
we love him,
bruv. It's giving road man.
Yeah.
It's giving her road, LA nigga, road her Atlanta nigga. Well, who her New York nigga?
I stand, mother. What's her real name? Diamante.
Diamante,
honey.
I stand too. I also stand. And Quay was hurt talking about, well, fuck it, we can switch it up. Like,
right.
Even acknowledging this.
And then Jada liked the post.
It was so hard. Yeah.
Did y'all see that?
No. Mm-hmm.
That Jada liked the post.
And then his sister, his sister need a life. She gonna post, put Jada on her story.
Nobody, Quavo's sister. It was like, girl, sit down.
Girl, sit your old ass down.
But she made it to she made it to Neighborhood Talk though.
Neighborhood Talk. She to be look. She no. That was she was doing too much.
I mean, the people are just doing too much in general. The detective work into finding the shoe, the pants.
I know.
The leg ratio.
All them people got COVID. I'm telling you. I was telling y'all, there is not a thing that I have missed on the internet with COVID. So everybody who be doing that shit, you gotta have COVID, because you can't.
Or ain't got no job.
That literally has to be your job, is like searching when people unfollow. It's like, how do you even know that when they follow? Or like, how did anybody even know Jada Waiter liked Quavo's post? Like, it's just,
yeah. It's like a lot.
Yeah, I'm telling y'all, that's the shit I would do on COVID, because, you know, I didn't watch every TV show ever created. So you ain't really got nothing to do left after that.
Right.
But what I do love is her career also at the same time is like mirroring, you know, and obviously we don't say it's mirroring her dating life, which, you know, I'm doing air quotes, like it seems amazing. But like for her to perform at SNL, that is like the
let's talk about it.
Peak of late night TV.
Yes.
Like, yeah. Artists. And when you really think about it, Saweetie's not, I don't think, she might have like a gold album, but I don't think, you know, she hasn't had like a probably. Like
has
a,
she had an album?
She doesn't even have an album.
She doesn't have like an album.
They're not even albums. Albums. Wow. So she's had projects and mixtapes.
Mm-hmm.
None of them have
one.
I don't even think, child, and they've probably been in the top 10. No shit.
Yeah, because I think Best Friends peaked at like 12 or 14. So yeah, that's like, not even top 10.
You have one song that peaked in the top 100. To be able to perform on SNL and like a black woman rapper, she's probably like, you know, like one of, you know,
Nikki's. Like three. It's her, Nikki, and Megan.
Yeah. And Megan. Yeah. And they all at the time, like, were well deserved having.
I'm not saying that.
I think Megan performed around the project. So, like,
she performed, it was like Savage Remix era.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Nikki was Megan shit. Megan was huge then.
Right.
Yeah. Why people didn't know who Saweetie was and all them brand sponsorship deals. Like, she's killing it. Like, killing
it. She's killing it. I credit her USC collegiate degree or whatever, because I feel like it's her mass comm. She just knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
Like, she's just really smart with it. And
I feel like, I don't know who her team is, but I feel like, I'm like, she has to also have a good team.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, like, absolutely.
Yeah. And who her manager?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I was like, who is the rest of her team?
They work in overdrive since day one. Like,
well, Shanae's her product manager.
Yeah.
Two Grammy noms. Yeah, two Grammy noms. Yeah.
Best new artist.
Best new artist.
Can I stand, please?
Yeah,
the only other rapper that's been the other two rappers nominated in that
Megan
category,
Doja and Megan for last year.
Oh, Nicki was nominated before too in 2010.
Oh yeah, because they gave it to Bon Iver. And the only reason why I remember that's because she tweeted it.
Because she was mad.
Because she was mad.
Honestly, everybody that was nominated that year should be mad.
Yeah, because where's Bon?
Yeah, absolutely.
No shade.
I think Kendrick was also nominated that year too.
Oh,
I mean, this is the first year I feel like, you know, the Grammys, I think, kind of got it right. I think there were some snubs, obviously.
A little Dirt. That's an obvious snub.
Yeah.
Like, there were some snubs as usual, but I think, you know, overarchingly, especially with the R&B categories, I feel like they
they got it right for R&B.
They got the R&B together.
Yeah, like, I think rap just needs an overhaul in general when we're thinking of the categories. I think that it should just be expanded, you have these legacy rappers that you also want to give them their credit, and then you also have the rappers who are like, and Grammys is not the charts, but on the charts, like.
Mm-hmm.
This year is tough. Like, I still don't know. I think it's like J. Cole, Tyler.
Nas.
This is rap song?
Rap album.
Okay.
Doja? She's pop
she's vocal.
A pop for that.
Which made sense. I was like, whoa, thank y'all. Because
who else?
Y'all can't keep putting her in R&B and hip hop now.
Yeah, now they gotta stop.
Y'all gotta stop now.
Even Justin Bieber for Peaches.
I think that was a whole try. Rap
song or something. I'm like, all right.
That was a whole fucking try.
Like, well, you know, he went on a whole rant when that came out that it was an R&B song.
Last year. And the fact
that it was an R&B song?
Yes.
Yeah.
He
wrote a whole letter about how his music was R&B.
He did.
The last thing that was R&B was Journals album. I'm Bieber belly high. I love Bieber. I love the Biebs. But Journals, that was the last R&B album.
And this is what I take issue
with. Justin Bieber.
I think when you have so many like traditional R&B artist in that space. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like Lettucey was nominated in like a very like a pop category that I don't understand. And like what? Your Lucky Days.
What?
And yeah, she was literally nominated in a pop category. But when you have like I said, like those type of artists, I feel like once you get so big, like Bieber, you are not allowed to be in this category.
Yeah.
No, because you are now taking away from other people.
Yeah, like you're pop. I don't give a fuck how many producers and how much Timbaland or whomever else is on the project. Like you have amassed so much. You are pop. Mm-hmm. You are for the masses. This is not R&B.
Like, and even to your point, like with Timbaland, he makes popular music. Like I feel like it's your point about like mass, because pop is short for popular music.
Yeah.
You sure it's not short for white music?
And that.
That too.
I mean, and that.
Look.
The defense rests.
And that is definitely, it is definitely, mm-hmm.
I mean. Because let Jasmine Sullivan do her next album, and she's like, this is a pop album. I want it to be looked
at.
They still gonna put her black ass in the R&B category.
So fat. I'm just so happy. I know y'all didn't see the Soul Train Awards, but like, I'm just so happy that with like all of the fanfare and like attention she's getting, I'm telling y'all, we ride at dawn if she does not take home a Grammy. Okay?
She has to.
We know you're a Grammy sweetheart, girl, but that one needs to go to Jasmine. Yeah,
it does. It needs
to go. So I didn't realize she has not been nominated for anything.
For anything.
Like, nothing.
Nothing.
And has had so many
great projects.
That first album?
Yeah.
Right. This was her fourth album, right? This one.
Yeah, but I guess it's technically like an EP.
Yeah, it's technically not even an album. And I love the way that they're treating it like an album. Like, to me, Jasmine had, I know we talk about obviously Adele's rollout and how it was so amazing, but it's like, it's also Adele. I feel like you can't really compare to that.
You can't mess that up.
You can't. Jasmine Sullivan has one of the best album rollouts. I feel like her and Summer Walker, and I love the fact that they're both R&B. And the fact that everybody's like, it's dead and da 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 da. And it's like,
it's so many R&B artists.
It's
like,
so
what are y'all talking about?
Yeah.
Like, no, you just don't listen to it. And so unfortunately, like again, when we were talking about pop music and being white music, it's not that popular. And so then that's why we want to say it's dead. But like, I mean, if my that's like what I listen to, you know, like
it
is R&B. I'm also a woman of a certain age. Like what the fuck? Right. Like, obviously that's what I'm also listening. And I'm a black woman. So like that is gonna be what I'm listening to, whether it's new, old. And what I did like also specifically with Soul Train is they highlighted like newer artists, like one woman I've never heard of. And I listened to it earlier today and it was super good. I was like, oh my gosh,
I'm gonna watch this. Probably tonight or tomorrow.
It's good.
Who's new artist you was talking about?
Mars.
With two Z's, right?
Z's, yep. And I feel like I knew the song that she was performing, but I realized I did.
Another artist was L.A.
I've heard it. He's coming my like Spotify shit. Yeah.
He performed too.
Yeah.
So I love that they were giving new voices a platform as well.
Yeah, it was. It was actually, it was really good.
In the historic Apollo Theater.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I used to work at the Apollo. Shout out to that.
Really? Yes. Y'all be having when jobs everywhere.
I've literally worked everywhere. That was one of my first jobs when I moved to New York. What was I doing?
Right. What was you doing?
I was like, what was I doing? That was my first bartending job after I got my little like license. Mm-hmm. I still didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
Right.
I was the first place I could work. They gave me, they hired me. And it was when they were showing Dreamgirls. The Dreamgirls off Broadway showing.
Okay.
So,
oh
my God. Which a former CAU alum, Trevon, he was in there. So it was like serendipitous, but yeah. Shout out to the Apollo.
I worked there. I'm dead.
Oh, literally worked everywhere, child.
That was it's crazy. Like you said, those days where you like look back on stuff of just like literally, you're like, I worked everywhere.
Yeah,
like remember when you worked at that restaurant? I was like, mm-hmm, child was. Yep, was like 10.
Right.
Yeah.
Taking the I just sat you.
Pressing them buttons and shit.
Like ain't doing thing. Nothing.
Nothing.
All you hear is nails clicking.
That's it.
That's so funny. Yeah.
They build, you know, they build character. All that shit, like.
It really does. It really does.
Because if you look back 5 years ago and look back now, it's like, damn. You know, when you see that little meme, when it'd be like, the shit you pray for is what you're in now. I'm just like, yeah.
I've watched everything. Okay. So we might have to do a Patreon on the shit I've watched because real quick, I'm just do a little list.
Okay.
We'll do it. We all have to catch up on Housewives of Atlanta. I know y'all got to catch up.
Atlanta or Potomac?
Potomac, sorry.
Yeah. It's just literally this last episode.
Yeah, I'm quite caught up. Yeah. Okay.
Look same. Avi for me. the DMX documentary is so sad.
It is, but it's good.
Good.
What where at?
DMX. Yeah, I like turned it on one day and it was just there. I was like, oh my God. Yeah.
It's like the first thing you saw like yesterday or 2 days ago. Something.
2 days ago, yeah.
Okay.
So they're doing these documentaries. It's called Music Box on HBO Max, where each week they're going to do unseen footage from an artist. And so the first week was Alanis Morissette.
I watched Alanis.
Oh, okay, I watched that one too.
Okay. Yes.
I think the next one is Woodstock. And then after that is Juice WRLD.
Oh, I didn't realize it was a series.
Yeah, it's like a series. I think it's like a 7-part series of like unseen footage from the tastemakers of the music industry.
Wow, it was really good. I actually really enjoyed the DMX one.
Atlanta's was really good too because I didn't realize how young she was when everything happened.
Yeah, I started watching it. I fell asleep, so I gotta watch it.
Yeah, mom was like 20, like touring Jagged Little Pill.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Really, so young and so dark.
Yeah,
like she also isn't it ironic? She did not look that young.
She did not. Wow, no. She didn't. No.
That is an album. Okay.
An album. That video, I feel like somebody should redo that video. It's so like simple, but the
somebody visuals. Did. Somebody really? Did. Oh my God. Who did it?
Was it a guy?
Oh, I can't even remember. It's like, yeah, like when she's in like the backseat of the car.
Yeah.
And it's like the four versions of her.
Right.
What it all comes down to.
Like she made stadium music, like anybody could sing that.
Listen, remember when Beyonce redid it and she did
happy for you.
Yeah,
I want nothing.
Speaking of music docs, the Janet Jackson documentary,
we need that.
When it's coming, right?
Well, the one on FX, the one about
the one on Lifetime,
Lifetime. Okay.
The big, fuller one is on Lifetime, but the other one is on FX, the New York Times. That one is so good.
That one. Look, G's face. So it's about the scandal that happened from the Super Bowl.
Justin. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. I saw Dre's tweet and I guess he didn't like it or it made him mad. And I think that's why I didn't press play.
It's going to make you mad.
It's going to make you mad. It's literally fuck capitalism and Justin Timberlake. Like,
yeah.
I have to say about that. The Cuddy documentary is so sad. And
what's that on?
That's on Amazon. Yeah. I saw a billboard for it randomly last week. And then I made a note to come back to it. And then I saw you T watching and I was like, fuck, I have to watch this.
It's dark. Okay.
Oh,
and
I remember,
and it's like, you know, the early, I wasn't even as in it as like some people on the team, but it like brought me back to all that stuff. And then how we're talking about those 5-year things, and they had footage of this event that was, till this day, it's the worst event I've ever done in my life. Like I thought,
that was in the documentary.
Somebody had footage of it. I was I was literally gagging. I was like
reliving PTSD.
Wow. I was like, he walked off the stage, everything. Like it was horrible. It was horrible. He like stopped the event. They had footage of that and he's really honest about a lot of this stuff. It was really, I was actually surprised at like how good it was. It was really good. And it made me think of like that, you know, 2009 and 2013 era of New York. Woo! unparalleled, unmatched.
Woo! Will never happen again.
Will never happen again.
It's wow. just being time. Free. Like, no. You're just out. You don't even want to take pictures. Like, you're not documenting everything.
I barely have any photos.
I have no photos from that time period.
None. I actually was reading this article on Studio 54 and it made me think of that. And it was just like, you know, all the celebrities and like all the shit that they were doing. And I was like, they had nothing on us, first of all. Right. Like, there was a hallway of people doing coke.
I couldn't imagine. And you know, Studio 54 was only like a year and a half.
It was short-lived.
That's it? Oh, probably because all that shit was going down.
Exactly. It was just like, I think it was just like so much.
It was like a year and a half of just mess.
Yeah,
I do feel like there's gonna be somebody has to create like a safe space. Like I felt like the Soho House tried to do it with the whole like no phone, no like pictures and shit.
But does anybody abide by that?
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying. If they created like if somebody created like a really safe space environment, whether it be like a bar, I don't know, a restaurant or something where you literally can't do shit with your phone, it could create like a really cool atmosphere again.
They have one in New York that's new.
But I feel but Delilah's is that you can't take photos in Delilah's. I think we're so past it. I don't think that we'll ever get that back again. I think people
I'm saying like you can't come in here and keep your phone. Like it's giving Dave Chappelle phone lockup.
Oh, you have to like, I wouldn't even want to go there. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna take my damn phone. I'm like, I don't know if we'll ever get that like that. And I don't want to say freedom because that looks different to everybody, but like that sense of just everybody is just like really having a good time. Everybody's so worried about like
present. It's called Zero Bond, by the way. The new members on Bond Street. Yeah. Okay. But you can't do phones or pictures or video, nothing there.
Yeah, I feel like they try to do though. Like there's another play, like LA used to have one right in the bottom of the Standard. I can't remember the name of it. You couldn't take photos in there. Like that was like 10 years ago.
In the basement?
Yeah, in the basement. You couldn't take photos there.
The Standard on Sunset?
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace, child.
Yeah. Right, literally.
The hotel isn't even there anymore.
Right, that's gone.
Yeah, but like I said, Delilah's like,
oh, wait, it is? Oh, it's just closed?
What?
The Standard?
Mm-hmm. I think it closed down for good.
It's closed down for good, yeah. I think they're going to make it something else, probably.
Closed down for good.
Is the one in the Meatpacking still the Standard?
Child, it was just in the news recently that they behind on taxes or some shit.
Oh, that makes sense why that one probably. That one on Sunset is like the Bates Motel. I stayed there one time. It was like never.
It looks nasty.
It's disgusting.
It's the bare minimum.
It's the Bates Motel. Like it felt like it was just so dark and dingy. I hate that hotel.
It needed to be upgraded.
Yeah, it really does.
Wow.
I know. What the hell were we talking about? Oh, yeah, just like nightlife, but COVID brain. All day. I'm like, what? And I was like on a call and I was like,
What?
Literally in the middle of the call, I was like, okay, like I gotta go. I'm sorry. COVID brain. It's just a bunch of brain farts. You just have like, you're like, what? And it's my first day back working.
Sure. Right.
Oh.
You can keep that.
Yeah. I need it. Yeah. But no, it's so much good TV. It's like that. And then, you know, recently on the internet, like BBLs, I don't know why they're like giving like fentanyl or something. Like it is dividing the
fuck. Yo, not you equated BBLs to fentanyl.
Because I was about to say, because COVID brain, because that is the, I have watched so many fentanyl documentaries and then I'm watching Dope Sick at the same time to match up the timelines.
And what does BBL got to do with?
It's destroying the community. Duh.
Not as destroying the communities. It's dividing the country.
I would say it's more like COVID, like the anti-vaxxers and the vaxxers.
Yeah, oh, is the BBL girls the vaxxers?
No, they're the anti-vaxxers.
Oh,
yeah. Because this is also a direct pipeline. Because you know, anyone.
You want to something. You want to something.
You know, everyone who's not scared to take that trip to Venezuela.
Is it the supply chain issue?
Not they causing a supply chain issue.
Are BBLs causing the supply chain issue?
Well, there was a meme,
the
right?
The McRib came back.
Girl.
So I feel like it's creating us, it's actually solving issues for supply chain.
First of all, I feel like Kathy Hilton, and I'm like, who's Hockey Dory?
the McRib and BBLs?
The McRib, BBLs, and fentanyl. Oxycontin. Child. Oh, God.
Woo! Child.
Sorry.
About the girl, the cousin being mad because her cousin was who always cooks for Thanksgiving but wasn't cooking this year because she got a surgery. She was mad.
I was like, why is this such a topic of discussion of like everybody? Yeah.
Why are the dolls mad? It's giving jealousy for like jealousy driven, you know.
I don't,
because I don't know why we're so invested in how somebody else looks.
I can hear
angry
less.
With them, right?
Like, I'm gonna hold your hand, and be like, turn around, baby. Come on,
show me the work. Yes. Don't tag me in none of them. Them overseas surgeons, though. I like my life. But you tag me in your Dr. Gavami's. You know, like I want to see that. I follow 8,000 different plastic surgeons on Instagram just because I love seeing their work. Like,
I have to see. I wonder. I gotta watch. I need to find me some documentaries on plastic surgery.
Yes,
that's the next thing.
That's the next hole you're going down.
Let me get off of fentanyl. I've seen enough.
That is dividing the country.
That is. Especially they ain't putting it in the weed now, child. It's like, that's government. That's the government right there. Because the pricing don't even make sense. Like, you're not making no money putting fentanyl on weed.
And that's what somebody was like, the whole point is to buy more drugs, not die.
Right.
Like, you can just, like, come in contact with it. And people,
right. And you, know, like, yeah.
The touch.
And it's like, but I also understand from like if you're trying to get people addicted to it so that they'll consume it, but that's straight poison. You putting it on weed, like weed is marketed as a wellness tool these days, like, and now you're just poisoning people with fucking fentanyl on your shit. Right. So
crazy.
It's given the government so that they'll force you to a dispensary.
And fentanyl is not like you can't get a prescription for fentanyl.
No.
Right. This is like a on the street drug.
Yes. It's man-made from like chemicals in China, but now Mexico has factories that they're making it. And
is it legal in Mexico?
Hell no.
No, it's just that Mexico is like the major drug source now for everything.
And so it basically
I'm curious about is that when I guess when where El Chapo, he from Mexico, right? El Chapo?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he was the next big guy after the Pablo Escobar.
Oh, my like Colombian drug lord.
Is that what it is? Like I'm trying to follow the chain, but yeah, like Mexico is the major like drug source now.
Like they literally they'll drop the chemicals in like the middle of the ocean. You pick it up, and then they have the rest of the stuff to like, you know, and a lot of times they make it look like OxyContin, like obviously it's sprinkled in anything, but it looks
wow.
Because that's how I, when I think of fentanyl, I usually think of Oxy because from what I've seen in different documentaries is that someone will take Oxy because they had a back issue and then they can't get that no more. So then they go get the fentanyl off the street and then start getting the heroin.
And well, because heroin is actually easier to get than Oxy. And then the fentanyl is obviously like the mother of all of them, but sometimes people are getting fake oxys that are actually fentanyl.
And they don't my lord.
Like I actually know somebody that know of somebody that died from like a fake oxy. And so, you know, I mean, and
are they doing that with the perks too?
Don't even make sense.
I mean,
it's everything. They put that shit on the weed,
right?
That was the safest thing. You can't even experiment with drugs no more. I'm so glad that I did all my drugs.
No, you really can't. Like all drugs
when I did.
Like even they were saying that like people were buying mollies and it was actually fentanyl. Like,
oh no. That's for the kids. Well, it's not really for the kids. Disclaimer, but.
Well, no, but like the oxys and like you know, that could be see that Dope Sick show. Oxy's really like reframework your brain. And it's all them kids addicted to it that were like, they're like 11, like anywhere from like 11 to 15. It's wild, especially in like suburbia. It's crazy. And the fact that it was one family that did all this. Dope Sick is like very heavy. Wait. I will say you have to like, they lied. The company lied and said it was non-habit forming. So they could, because they'd already.
That's the one that's on HBO?
Hulu.
Hulu.
Yeah, it's very.
That's the one I should watch. Which one should I watch? Oh,
it's taking me a while. Yeah, it's taking me a while. I'm not even gonna lie. For someone that has nothing to do but watch TV, I can't. It's not a show that you can watch back to. I've never watched two episodes back to back. I'm only on episode. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize that the whole Oxy versus like the US goes back to like 1999, 2000.
Yeah, before that. Why that? Because when they keep showing you the timeline, and the timeline right. basically bounces from back then to now, it's crazy. Like,
yeah,
it's really crazy.
But it's like pharmaceutical. Big pharma is like, it's nothing we can do now.
It's a scam. It's
a scam.
Because every politician is being paid. Everyone is motherfuckers. Like,
I mean, they like the medical review boards that they were like writing up. It wasn't true. It's actually really wild. It's crazy.
Mm.
It's like crazy that there's so much access to information of so many things that's wrong, like in this country, and
no
nothing is ever going to be done about it. Like, it's like,
it's literally, that's why I said you got to take this joy because it's the end. It's, like all them robberies in LA that's happening right now because they was hopping around because they was in Atlanta because they was robbing everybody in Buckhead and now they robbing everybody like on Sunset. It's just
And you know what? You know whose neighborhood is nice and chipper and safe? Motherfucking mine, because I live on the black side. Ain't nobody coming down here, child. I was like, it's very peaceful.
I was like, you can't even go to Bossa Nova and just like get food.
Well, like, they killed that dude. And then it was something else, another plot spot on Melrose. Yeah, it's everywhere.
Oh my God.
Yeah, well, they literally just took their watches, just rolled up on them.
Oh no. Well, I carry mace on me now because a lot's been going on in Harlem too, and I ain't no fighter, so I'm gonna pull out this mace. Don't push me now. Like, literally last night, this guy ran up behind me. I guess he thought I was somebody else, but I had my headphones in. But when I'm at night, I put them on, like, not the noise canceling. I think it's like transparent on whatever. And so I could hear somebody running. I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm like going in my pocket to hold the mace, and he's like, oh, I thought you was Jason. I was like, yeah. Like, that was my response. Like, yeah. Like, my hand was on the nozzle.
I'm so like, wow. I don't have like good nerves or stuff like that. Oh my God.
I was very calm because I could see
the mace will be facing you.
It's so funny that right before I left out the house, I looked at it because I just got it. So I like looked at it to see like, how do I actually work this thing? I'm like taking it with me, but I don't even know what I'm supposed to do when something happens. And it was definitely, and it was just yesterday and that happened. But I could see him from my peripheral because the windows were glass. So I could see him when he was coming before he got to me, but I could hear him.
Oh no, I had that happen to me. It was like someone's old, like abuela. And I literally swung on her. I was like, you can't do that like that. Like, this was so long ago. She was so scared. I was so scared. She was literally.
You can't be running up on people like that. Like, mommy?
You can't do that. Like, I screamed it at her. I was like, you cannot do that. Like, if you're running, you have to run in the street. Like, that's law. Like, that it was law. Nighttime. Like, are you
at nighttime?
No,
fuck you, man.
I have been wearing Amazon out, child. Now that is one thing that the supply chain is. I'm not doing anything to help that. I'm ordering this damn mace because it is. I think people. It's just like it's holidays.
Yeah,
you gotta find the one that you can that ships to New York. I'll send it to you because that was a thing too. Because mace is illegal in New York.
Oh, I had a lipstick mace, so I could carry it on the airplane with her. Sure,
word.
Sorry, like I
need one that's more nondescript. Mine is like mace.
Oh no, you are. I know Daryl got Daryl's look like this.
Let's give you mace.
Nigga can see that from afar. Like, oh shit.
Oh shit. Let me back on up. Yeah, 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 yeah. Wow.
No, mine was given. Child, I was given Pink Panther. It was pink. I have had it on the airplane. I could probably take it to a concert.
Yo, the fact that you just did the Pink Panther theme music.
It was given Charlie's Angels.
This episode of the Oprah Rose Show is brought to you by AHA Sparkling Water. Now, you know the girls love and need a little razzle-dazzle in our lives to match our natural crazy, so we really, really love this new bold taste of sparkling water. I know we can all agree how sometimes you'll get a sparkling water and it's a little bland, so you have to go cut up a piece of lime to give it some flavor. The great thing about AHA is its incredible flavor combinations. They have blueberry and pomegranate, as well as lime and watermelon. I mean, sometimes I even have to go for the mango and black tea combination to mix with my tequila because it has a little caffeine in it to give me that extra boost for my second win. I know I'm talking to the over 30 crowd here. Anywho, I suggest the next time you're picking up sparkling water from the grocery store that you tap into AHA sparkling water. Now, can I get an AHA?
Wow.
Oh God, I don't even have a quote. Shit.
Wow. Mace. I'm happy to
tell me what you think about me.
The dolls better be careful. New York, LA, Atlanta still. They not robbing in Atlanta no more.
They always robbing in Atlanta.
True. Mm-hmm. Very true. Very, very, very true.
Yeah. You can be at Lenox and you go and get fucking robbed.
Yeah. They were them hospital. I told you, even it didn't feel good. I will say that. And this was the month I decided I wanted to move to Atlanta. But like I was at them red lights and I was only in a Jeep. And I don't think anybody really wanted no damn Jeep. But like I wouldn't text, I wouldn't do nothing. Like all on a swivel. It felt, you know, because there's also not a lot of people at night out there. It just felt like you really, I mean, your head gotta be on a swivel at all times, but it's like,
yeah, it do. It really do.
Like, and that's why I said it's everywhere. Like, I don't care what city.
Yeah.
Like, it's just really, it's an increase in crimes. Like, yeah. I was reading, I think, like, Philly and Chicago specifically. Oh,
they killing each other down. Like, it's really sad. And it's women, children, anybody can die. No, like, it's like no code.
You saw that woman that she was pregnant, she left her baby shower and they killed her?
And they killed her.
Left that was sad.
Fucking baby shower.
11. They shot her 11 times. Like that was sad.
What did she do? Like what? Like come on.
Yeah.
Oh my God. The Dolph shit. Like that.
That
was
shit.
Like
yes. Oh, I honestly, you fucking gang members, you get on my fucking nerves because you don't kill people who matter.
It's crazy.
I don't respect gang culture because you just beefing with the nigga down the street. Meanwhile, Kyle Rittenhouse is walking around here with fucking former President Trump.
He gonna have a crazy ass book deal.
He's about to be a politician. Like it's
easily. He's easily gonna hold
his pipeline to success is disgusting. About to just literally escalate.
It's disgusting. Like I cannot. It is. Taking selfie, like it's just, and I never even really followed the trial, and it sucks when you're not surprised, but it's just,
yeah, it wasn't
really,
but yeah,
yeah. Kill two white people, and it still didn't matter. You would have thought,
mm-mm. Child, take your joy. I cannot.
I'm like sad to end on that damper.
Yeah, that's why I think. To bring it full circle, why it is extremely like all these daunting, dark things that we have just talked about. It's just you really, I'm taking myself to dinner, bitch. If I'm about to infect,
yes.
I'm taking myself to dinner, child.
Just go sit at the bar.
Yeah,
I know exactly where I'm gonna go. I can sit. I was too cold. I'm gonna sit by myself in a little corner.
Yeah.
You know,
I still got that lobster roll in my head from Seawolf. That shit was so good.
That's where I was gonna go at first. I was literally gonna go to Seawolf. You know, I love me some Seawolf.
I just was there like a couple days ago, like last
really? Week. Maybe I will go there because I wanted some clam strips.
I mean, that sauce is good. The little dill sauce for the strips?
I keep getting them. I'm not going to be able to taste it.
Ugh. Oh, yeah. You got to wait for your
buds. I had to, like, I ordered Indian food the other night because, like, really fragrant things. That's what you can, like, you know, you kind of taste it a little bit. So, yeah, I know exactly where I'm going to go. It's so spicy. So, I'm excited.
The small things.
It's really the small
things. Find your joy. Okay. What'd you say? Take your joy,
Take your joy. Shit, demand your joy.
Mm. Demand your joy.
Yeah.
Because joy and peace are sold separately.
They are sold separately.
Is this church? Come on, pastor.
COVID, the COVID pastor, you know, a little COVID brain child. And then I'm going to be like, what were we talking about? Honky dory?
Everything. This was a for sure catch up.
For sure. Yeah. So yes. And the quote is, as you get older, you really just want to be surrounded by good people, people that are good for you, good to you, and good for your soul. Like, very simple.
That's it. That's why I fucks with y'all.
Yeah.
That's why you took the words out of my mouth.
Verbatim?
You just snatched them right on out.
This is the last thing I'm going to say, because, you know, I can talk. But when I tell y'all, I literally was like, I am so thankful for my friends, because I just had a situation with somebody that I was like, I don't want to be your friend no more. You get on my motherfucking nerves. And then I was like, I'm so glad I don't have to go through that with my real friends. I hate to say it like that. But I was like, I'm so glad. Yeah. I was like, I am so grateful. And that's my other thing I've been trying to do. As soon as I
can't wait to know who you're talking about when we get on Zoom.
Like, girl, who? Do I need to stop too?
it's like, yeah, I'll tell y'all, but like, yeah, I was just like, God damn, niggas is draining. And I was like, I'm so glad I don't have those relationships in my life. So I'm so appreciative of you guys.
So appreciative of you guys too. Yes. My karmic relationships are incredible.
Yeah.
I love it.
They're incredible.
And I love y'all.
I love y'all.
And thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all.
And thank y'all for listening. Right. Because this was definitely just like a love catch up fest with us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It had been a while. It had been a while. So appreciate y'all for listening.
It had been a while, child. Yes. Yes. Thank you.
We back. Hope y'all like that aha ad.
No. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.